Former Governor Tim Kaine is Senator-elect in Virginia. Otherwise, Virginia voters re-elected all 11 members of the state's congressional delegation. That means new terms for regional congressmen Jerry Connolly, Jim Moran, Frank Wolf, and Rob Whitman. But there is a change in Maryland's 6th congressional district. Democrat John Delaney defeated longtime Congressman Roscoe Bartlett. Maryland's 6 Democratic incumbents all won re-election, and Democratic Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland also won re-election.
And joining us live this morning, Larry Sabato, director of the University of Virginia Center for Politics. Larry, it happened just like you said it would, but after all the money spent and all the hours voters waited in line to vote, we're right back where we started.
Yeah, $6 billion for a status quo election. Imagine what we could have done with that $6 billion. Although, as I like to tell people, we spent $7 billion on Halloween. Yes, we enjoyed Halloween more, but, on the whole, $6 billion, I suppose, spread over the country, you can defend it to some degree.
Let's talk about whether or not, though things haven't changed structurally, whether the attitudes of the lawmakers on Capitol Hill and the president in the White House have changed enough for there to be some conciliation reaching across the aisle and solutions.
Well, fingers crossed. You know, as I looked around the country, and frankly, Virginia was a good example with Tim Kaine's election, voters were sending a message that they wanted more bipartisanship. Not necessarily because Kaine's always demonstrated that. He was DNC chair. But he ran on that. He ran on reaching across the aisle, reaching bipartisan solutions. And I watched in those Senate races, the ones who were more bipartisan in approach, in their advertising, in their stump speeches, they tended to win last night. Let's hope it happens. Otherwise, we really will go off the fiscal cliff.
Yet it seems like we are left with some of the moderate members of the House out in play. In their place comes some of the more hardline members that will be sworn in January.
Yeah, there are people, no doubt, in Congress who are already saying, where's that cliff? I want to go over it. And let's just hope they're not a majority.
Now, what about what goes forward here for the Republican Party? When you look at some of the exit polling here, big problems with minorities, big problems that the Republican Party, it would seem, needs to address.
You know, the most important thing I learned from the exit polls last night is that whites dropped again. They were 74% of the electorate in 2008, which was a historic low for whites. Last night, 72%, 28% minorities, African Americans, Hispanics, Latinos, Asian Americans, etc. If the Republican Party continues to be in their constituency as lily white as they were last night, they cannot win national elections. Fortunately for them, they've got some minority representation in Congress and the governorships and so on. They can draw from these people for national tickets.
Did any of the results surprise you last night, Larry?
Absolutely. Florida, we thought that Romney would win Florida by about 1%. Instead, it looks to me, once all the votes are counted, that Obama will win it by a fraction of 1%, something like that. So Florida, I think, was the biggest surprise.
Larry, how big an impact did Sandy have on this vote?
Well, I think it lifted President Obama at just the right moment. I don't think that's the reason why he won, but I think it helped him. And again, who looked more bipartisan? Well, thanks to Governor Chris Christie, the president's new best friend on the Republican side, I think Obama did. Plus, it made him look presidential. It pushed Mitt Romney off the stage for 3 days in the critical last week. But anybody who is saying that that is the reason why President Obama won a second term is ignoring the larger pattern of politics in the United States.
Fascinating. Good to talk
to
you this
morning.
Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
Larry Sabato, director of the University of Virginia Center for Politics.